This is Bill Alford with the Hams Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, May 21st. Amid the distraction with tariffs, it is also important to keep a close eye on developments on the ground, and we've been hearing that a PERS outbreak in the USA resulted in some unexpected supply hole of live animals, and furthermore that the USDA has completely got its estimates wrong. So far, the data would suggest otherwise. Regarding the first point, it is true there are PERS outbreaks affecting operations on both sides of the border, but has the supply hole developed? Not yet. Weekly slaughter for marketing week 20 came in at the second highest level on record at 2.409 million head. Year-to-date slaughter is now at 49.419 million head, which is the third highest going back to 2012. It is quite likely that 2025's annual hog slaughter will also come in at the third highest on record if the trend continues. Is PERS a real threat? Absolutely. But so far, those impacts are not showing up in the numbers, and today, slaughter remains seasonal. Since the USDA March Hogs and Pigs report, weekly hog slaughter has been within 0.3% of the estimates, meaning the report has been 99.7% accurate between week ending March 1 and marketing week 20. Tempting as it may be to think there are less hogs on the ground due to unexpected disease threats or USDA overestimates, at least in terms of the present, none of that is showing up in the numbers today, and the futures market isn't pricing in unusually low supplies or expectations of that event either. The next USDA Hogs and Pigs report will be published on June 26th.